Well, it's kind of been exciting around here on Friday mornings the past 3 weeks. We've had the chance to talk about Springfield Contemporary Theater's annual, I guess it's now annual, solo play festival, featuring one-person plays. And this season, the three plays that are running in repertory at SCT Center Stage in Willhoite Plaza depict great American humorists. We had Zero Hour with David Rice playing Zero Mostel. We had, directed by J.R. Stewart, who also played his own show, Gospel According to Mark, Mark Twain, that is. Now, he's gone already.
The Gospel According to Mark closed last Sunday.
Right.
And so J.R. has returned home to Indiana. But Zero Hour still has another weekend. And,
right.
And honestly, it is a career-defining performance for David Rice. It is the best performance I've ever seen him give, and he's a wonderful performer already.
We were saying last week it's probably one of the roles he was born to play.
Absolutely. And
he ought to play Victor. I don't know if there's a one-man Victor Buono play, but he'd do well with that, too.
It's a delightful production.
You are hearing Rick Dines, who is one of the head honchos at SCT, and he is directing Equity actor Nathan Shelton in the third of these three solo plays, and it is The Santa Land Diaries by David Sedaris.
Yes, it's very exciting and hilarious. Hopefully, when we get an audience in there, we will see.
It's hilarious without an audience.
We were trying to remember. You know, David Sedaris, I guess, made one, maybe two appearances at Hammond's Hall in past years, and I'm pretty sure he at least did a reading from Santa Land Diaries in one of them.
I'm sure, because I mean, it's what made him a household name.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of great to come on NPR and talk about David Sedaris, since NPR made David Sedaris.
Yeah, pretty much.
His career.
Yeah,
so,
that reading really he did of the Santa Land Diaries on NPR, it was fantastic. That's what I first listened to when I got the role. I listened to Sedaris read it, and his voice and the way that he delivers it, the way he writes, is so funny.
This Joe Mantello, this was actually was it a book or an essay or a short story?
Well, it was kind of an essay short story that Sedaris published in 92.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think started maybe even as early as 93 reading it on NPR. And then in 96, Mantello adapted it into this one-man stage piece that played off-Broadway. And since then, over the last 20 years, it has become a regional theater staple. And there are some theaters that do it annually and have been doing it for over 10 years.
And it's never been produced in Springfield. So.
It's never been fully produced. There was a one-night benefit reading of it at our old theater.
Mm-hmm.
That was a benefit reading for the Glow Center. But outside of that, it has never been fully produced in Springfield. So we're thrilled to finally do the full production. We've been talking about it for years.
This is based on a real experience in David Sedaris' life.
Absolutely. He had just moved to New York. He was struggling to find work, and he saw the ad for elves at Santa Land. And
at this point, he was
desperate, and yes. so he
It was kind of one of those things, I think, where he's trying to see how far he could take it. Like, well, I'll go and I'll see what this is like. And then it just snowballed from there, pun intended.
So what exactly does he tell us about his brief career as a Santa's elf at Macy's?
Oh, it runs the gamut. The show is full. Well, the words that he writes, it's full of parents and children, family tensions that bring their way into the public setting. Anybody that's worked in retail will really get this show.
Especially if they worked retail during the holidays.
Oh, my God, yes. Anybody that's worked retail in the holidays and had to deal with angry patrons, but also just the ridiculousness of how serious some of these corporate entities like Macy's, when they do these special promotional things, how serious they take it. Just, you know, it's the ends of the earth for all of these people. And some people are so bought in, where somebody like Sedaris gets to sit back and just make fun of them the whole time, but then finds himself so entrenched in it that he himself has to be bought in. And that is a unique perspective that he has.
Despite the humiliating costume he has to wear.
And the humiliating costume that I have to wear, yes.
So are you fully invested in this? You have to be.
Yes, definitely fully invested with a glorious elf costume. We have an amazing costume designer, and it is quite something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Samantha Morrow has perfectly encapsulated the humiliation and holiday festiveness that Sedaris wrote about.
He didn't spend a whole lot of time doing this. He managed to get this out of his system pretty quickly, I'm sure. One Christmas season.
It was a seasonal gig, and then he was done, I'm sure. I couldn't see him going back. Plus, I think his career took off right after this. I mean, the Sandalin Diaries, I knew about that before I'd ever heard the name David Sedaris. I'd heard the name Sandalin Diaries. And I had never read it, actually, before I got this role. I'd never read it. I've seen people do excerpts from it.
And, of course, we've all heard Sedaris read it on NPR in years past.
Yes, it's so great.
Well, and of course, he reads parts of it. I mean, the whole piece is a pretty long piece. Mm-hmm. And even the play is cut down from that. It's been edited down because to perform the whole thing would take a couple hours. So it's been sized down a bit from that, and then I'm sure what he did on NPR was even less.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Even less than what, because
he was only reading it in 10-minute segments.
That's right.
Yeah, and this is about a 75-minute show. So mm-hmm.
And what's great about our show too is that the playwright, rearrange some of the things from Sedaris's original work to make it flow well with a narrative structure mm-hmm. for the stage, which is a little different than if you're reading his actual prose there. But we have these amazing crumpets in our show too that come out and do some really awesome musical numbers, and they have some great outfits themselves. I don't think they're embarrassing like mine, but they are. They're fantastic.
We should say that the role that Sedaris was playing as a Macy's Santa elf was Crumpet.
Yes, that was the elf name he chose for himself.
They
all got to choose their elf names.
Other elves chose names like Jingle.
He had only himself to blame for that, then.
Yes, Jingle and Frosty, happy things, and he chose Crumpet, which was very fitting, I feel.
Well, there was always a strong strain of cynicism in his writing.
Oh, there's a little cynicism. There's some snark in there, by all means. I mean, that's kind of what makes it endearing.
It's holiday snark.
Now, the performances are of Sandalin Diaries are tonight and tomorrow afternoon, and then tomorrow night at 7:30, and Sunday the 4th at 2 o'clock, the two final performances. Or is that not right? This is what I got off your website now. Yeah.
This weekend is tonight is Sandalin.
Yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon is Sandalin at 2.
Yeah,
tomorrow
right.
night at 7:30 is 0 hour.
That's what I was just about to say.
Okay, Sunday afternoon at 2 is 0 hour.
Right.
Sunday night is at 7.
No, I was just about to say that. You were looking like, no, it's not right. I was just about to say tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday the 4th at 2 are the two final performances of 0 hour.
Yes. It's just a little confusing this weekend just because of that. There's two shows going up, but I'm excited to see 0 hour. I haven't seen it yet.
But you've got all of next weekend to yourself.
That's right.
I'll see Friday and Saturday
night.
Crumpet Rains at SCT Center Stage Friday and Saturday nights, December 9th and 10th at 7:30, and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. December 11th. But again, this weekend you're splitting the difference with Dave Rice and two more performances of 0 hour, and highly recommended if you haven't seen that. And certainly we can highly recommend Sandalin Diaries as well.
Oh, yes. Come out and join us. It will be a lot of fun, and it's only two weekends, so you only have a limited time to come out and see it.
Each of the three only did 5 performances, I guess. Or I guess you're doing 6.
He's doing 6. Yeah, the first two did 5, and the third one does 6.
Yes.
Well, tickets are available at the Springfield Contemporary Theater box office, 831-8001, or visit springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. Anything else people need to know about this?
We still have tickets for tonight, and there's after opening night, there's a complimentary reception in the lobby with
wine
and cheese and cookies and wonderful things. So
And we'll all be there afterwards to schmooze with everybody.
Right.
So I'm very excited to meet the opening night audience. It's very exciting. I'm in from Chicago to do this show. I've been in Chicago for the past 3 years.
And right.
This is my first show coming back, performing in the new space that the Springfield Contemporary Theater has.
Oh, you haven't been there
I have
yet,
not.
Yet.
I've been to shows. I've come in town and seen some shows. But,
yeah,
but I love the space. It's intimate. The audience is right there with the actors on stage. And I'm very excited to perform there tonight. It'll be the first time. For me, so
the Santaland Diaries, originally a short story essay by David Sedaris and adapted for the stage as a one-person show by Joe Mantello. Equity actor Nathan Sheldon back in from Chicago to perform David Sedaris's take on playing Crumpet the Elf in Macy's Santaland this weekend and next. Again, 831-8001 or SpringfieldContemporaryTheater.org.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, we'll see you later.
Thank you.